What up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. And this week's episode, I'm doing a review for the latest album from MGMT, Loss of Life. MGMT, if you don't know who they are a rock band. Now, you know, I've been listening to these guys since 2012, and I think around that time, maybe 2010, 2011-ish, but that was when they were first getting their start. So as far as, like, I guess rock bands, or at least those who are modern rock, they're fairly still new, even though they're about, they've been in the game for, you know, at least more than 10 years now. But I've been a fan of them since, like I said, 2012. I first heard their song, Electric Feel, I believe, that's the name, right? That song and Time to Pretend. Now, Time to Pretend is still my favorite MGMT song. But Electric Feel, and just, there was, a few other songs as well that I liked from them. I liked what they were adding to the genre of rock music. It's nothing necessarily different, especially when they were more so electro when I first started listening to them. And it's not that they don't do like the electro type of stuff anymore. But this album right here was straight up rock. And I'm going to start with the pros. You know, I'm going to do the old format. You know, and if you know, you know, but I'm going to do the old format real quick, and I'm going to start with the pros. So, I do love that these guys remind me of just some of my favorite era. Not even just my favorite, like, rock bands or whatever, but just my favorite era of rock music. Especially on this album, where you have music, rock music especially, but music that is very meaningful, music that sounds good for the most part, but very meaningful as well. And that era of rock music where they were talking about some real stuff, you know what I'm saying? Trying not to curse, folks, so you know. But they were talking about some real stuff, especially if it was like worldly issues, and especially if it was, you know, introspection and things of that nature. But like I said, real stuff, you know. And this album was that. No matter, you're gonna hear the rating at the end, of course, but no matter what the rating is, I really do enjoy the content that was on this album. The rating is what it is, and I'll get into my thoughts on the rating, of course, but the content was very much enjoyable. The content was very much, out of all the projects that I've listened to this year thus far, I have to say, conceptually, this one is my favorite. Not sonically, but conceptually, this one is my favorite, you know. Other pros as to this album, it was the typical MGMT formula that I've been enjoying for over 10 years now. You know, I felt like some of the best parts of their songs is the lead up to just the lead up. In general, sometimes, not often, but sometimes they can get too carried away with, I guess, expressing themselves within the music. What I mean by that is too carried away in the sense that they are just overly just doing it as far as, okay, does this thing need to be said 50 billion times? Or does your voice really need to sound this annoying? Or you're doing too much? Like, that's how I can categorize it as. It's those moments where it's like you're doing too much, right? And it wasn't done. It was done once on this album. Just once. At all. Just once. I've heard them do, I guess, too much. And again, I can count on one hand the amount of times where I felt like MGMT was doing too much on the song. And that was probably about three times. Once on here, and two other older songs that I forgot about because they're not necessarily my favorite songs from MGMT. But, you know, it was... I do love the lead-ups. I do love how they structure their songs. I do love, again, just their style. It's rock music, but just how they continue to stick to the... I won't say the roots of rock music, but like a certain sound, or a certain sounding style, right? They're this modern rock group, and they still pull from this old, like the 80s style, and even before that, to be honest with you, probably like around 70s or so, especially again when rock music that time was focusing, was one we'll call conscious, right? You know how conscious hip-hop is supposed to be about worldly issues and all this other stuff, right? Nobody calls rock music conscious. Like, it's not conscious rock, right? If that's a term that is thrown around, it's not a term I'm familiar with, because I feel like as though I just made that term up, and I didn't make it up out of seriousness. I made it up out of comparison to conscious hip-hop. Nonetheless, when I say these terms, or at least this term of conscious rock, what I'm saying here is, as I stated moments ago, I just really love the aspect of focusing on serious issues and real life stuff, right? On this album is very much on theme to what it said, you know, what it set out to be. Which is something a lot of rock albums, especially modern day rock albums, don't do. You know, they set out, they claim to be about a certain theme, and then you listen to it. And hip hop albums and other genres are guilty of this too. So this is not just a rock thing. But they set out and claim that this project is supposed to be about something. Then you listen to it, and at least from my interpretation, I'm like, it's not that. It's either the complete opposite, or it's not that at all, or you covered it maybe about 30% of this album, sometimes even less than that, and you think this entire, I'm supposed to take away this little bit of messaging that you did for the first three songs of this album and think that I'm supposed to take away that's the entire album, when you got seven more tracks that are completely opposite of this message, or not even on par with any this message in general. Like, no. So, MGMT, great job at staying on par with the topic. Great job for the most part of making just on this album, of course, when I say for the most part. Now, in general, they make great music. I love MGMT. I can, but I don't want to go into how much I love them. I wouldn't be listening to them for 10 plus years had I not been a fan. So hopefully that would explain, you know, how I feel or whatever. And one of the last pros is, you know, I have it here in my notes. Give me the hard stuff. Pause. No homo, no drug stuff. But give me the hard stuff. What I meant by that is hard rock. Like, hard rock and roll was the best part about this album. But then when they got to the soft stuff, it was like, that was the turn away from this album. Which goes into my cons, really, is the lighter half of this album to me was just a mood dropper, in a sense that the amped up high feeling that I had from listening to the hard rock along with the great messaging was great and relatable. Messaging on this album was, I mean, I wish they kept their hard rock sound throughout the album. Now, I get it. They are very experimental. Even though they're rock and roll, they're very experimental. Like I said, when I first listened to them, they were just straight up electro. Like, it was like, I wouldn't say electro pop. It was like electro rock in a sense, right? With, you know, some electro pop elements. But that's a style that I like to when done right. And again, it was when they first started off that way, it was enough to get me to be a fan. So then when they got into like actual your just rock music, I was like, hell yeah. Like, this is still more of my speed as well. But, and which means that there are times where the soft rock stuff, no matter if they do it or the Smashing Pumpkins do it or some other band does it, there's elements of that where I still love where I'm like, this sounds good. But again, it just has to sound good. And the one instance where it did sound good on this album, the soft rock stuff is what I'm talking about, where it did sound good, happens to be my favorite song from this album. And that song being I Wish I Was Joking. That was an instance to where it was done very, very aesthetically pleasing on this album, as well as just, it was just a masterpiece, you know? But that's where the downfall of this album came for me, was when it got softer and it just did not necessarily sound good as far as the music that Lighter had. With that being said, I do give this album a 6 out of 10, though. And that is my thoughts on this album, Loss of Life by MGMT. If you listen to this album, let me know your thoughts. And this is one of those 6-rated albums where I feel as though that I will continue to return to and probably end up liking and probably end up rating higher because of that. It might end up even being one of my favorite albums that I released this year. Because upon first listen, even though I still rated it a 6, I was like, this is still a pretty good album. Now, 6, again, 6 ratings is not super high, but it's not a 5, it's not a 4, and it's definitely not a 3, 2, or a 1, or a 0. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I did take away, and again, like I said, it goes from the theme. The theme, I really do love the theme of this album. I really do love, you know, the subject matters that was covered in this album. So I guess that's a big reason as to why I, because usually I don't walk away from six rated albums thinking, you know what, but this was still really good. Usually it was like it was on pretty much middle of the road, you know what I'm saying? I look at 6 albums more of middle of the road than I do 5 albums. 5 rated albums to me are like, this is bad, you know, even though it's 5 out of 10. But 6 rated albums get that middle of the road. That's just how I think when I listen to, you know, music and stuff like that. That's just me. I'm not, you know, whatever. But this one still didn't necessarily feel like middle of the road. Like, yeah, it still felt like, okay, I got what I got from it. I liked it. I'm gonna keep the rating what it is unless I change my mind, of course. But this is still an album that I still feel as though is worth a damn. You know, so there's that. But anyways, like I said, I ain't trying to waste too much time. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know your thoughts about this album. If you listen, if you didn't listen, still listen to this album. No matter what I rate an album, still listen to it. Make your own mind up and let me know by sending me a message on IG. All right, all that in the description box below. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.